fitter, happier. A program about your health, for your health.
Now, it's probably no surprise to learn that the can of Coke you chugged earlier today, or that you will be chugging a little bit later today, is loaded with sugar. But what about fruit juices and those healthy-sounding sports drinks? Well, are they wholesome and nutritionists as they suggest? Today in the studio, we're joined by Jen Atkins, who's a nutritionist at Cancer Council Live Lighter program. Jen's going to talk to us and reveal the hidden truth about sugary drinks and share some tips about how you can quench your thirst without risking your health. Jen, welcome to Fitter Happier.
Thank you, Georgia.
And so let's start off. Why are sugary drinks such a problem for us?
I guess when you look at it, sugary drinks doesn't really give you any other nutritional value other than sugar and just as a fluid source. It's what we call empty calories.
Yeah, right.
So it's really easy to guzzle like 600 mils of drinks. But when you think, if you take fruit juice for an example, it would take you six whole oranges to come up with what you would put and drink in terms of orange juice in a bottle, for example. If you ate six oranges, can you imagine how full you'd be?
Yeah,
exactly. And so this is where some of the issues lie with sugary drinks, because we just drink so much more calories than really we would eat.
But it's so funny because you're so right. Like, you see a fruit juice and you're like, oh, it's fruit. It's got to be good for me.
And unfortunately, there's a misnomer out there. So when we talk about fruit juice, which is something that we say should can count as one of your fruit serves a day, we're talking about 100% fruit juice. And to be 100% fruit juice, there's no added sugar in there. Unfortunately, there's a lot of drinks out there that are called fruit drinks, and they're the ones with added sugar. And they're cheaper, and, you know, it's when you look at kids, for example, kids' lunchboxes, it's actually filled with fruit drinks as opposed to fruit juice.
Mm. One thing that I was really sad about learning is that cider actually isn't always made with apples.
Sometimes no, exactly. That's right.
But let's not go into alcohol for today. So what does sugar do to the body, and why is it so bad for us?
Well, when you look at it, if we consume extra sugar, so for example, if I sit here and have an extra can of Coke every day, for a whole year, that sugar in there, if I actually don't burn off the energy, so I don't have to physically be doing aerobics or anything, but if I'm not actually adjusting my activity for the day to account for the extra energy that comes from the sugar in the sugary drinks, the energy that's in there, then, you know, I can actually put on 6.5 kilos of weight by the end of that year.
In 1 year, just from drinking a can of Coke a day.
Exactly. I mean, when you look at it, look, over winter we hide in our comfort foods and things like that. It's quite easy to put on a kilo or so, and you can find yourself huffing and puffing when you're going up the stairs. So can you imagine with 6.5 kilos of extra weight, that's just an enormous strain on your body. And what your body doesn't need gets converted into toxic fat around your organs. And that's the key thing for us. You know, we don't want people putting themselves in unnecessary risk. Sugary drinks, really, it's a junk food when you look at it. There's no real place in a diet for it. There's so many other things people can do. We always talk about plain tap water as your first source whenever you're thirsty. One thing that does distress me as a mum is to walk through a shopping centre and see kids holding big bottles of Coke and drinking it and think, well, actually, they don't really need it. There's so much more other better choices. Things that we do in my family, I will always have water in the fridge, and sometimes I just cut up oranges. At the moment are prime in season.
They're
and
delicious.
Just sliced oranges with a bit of lemon in there, and you put it in the fridge, and suddenly my daughter thinks that's her treat. It's fantastic. The water bottles that you get nowadays, you can put pieces of fruit in the middle.
Yeah, they like infuse it.
Exactly. And that's what we do for school. I'll just chop up some apples and put it in there, so suddenly it becomes a novelty for her. But it gives that little bit of flavoring for her, but she knows that when she tops up that tap for the rest of the day, it's just tap water, and that's it.
That's actually really good. I've never thought about that. Now, let's talk about energy drinks. So some people might think that, they're doing a good thing because they're giving them extra energy, but it's not, right?
No, unfortunately, energy drinks, even in a small can, like a 250ml can of energy drink, there's about 7 teaspoons of sugar in there.
Seven. Teaspoons.
Teaspoons. And when you look at the World Health Organization, what they talk about in terms of added sugar in a day, they recommend no more than six. So in that one little can of 250 mils of energy drink, you've already exceeded what the recommendations are for added sugar for the day. So forget about having any of your other treats or adding, you know, a teaspoon of sugar into your tea or your coffee, you've sort of exceeded it just from that one drink.
So really, then, like, because sugar's in everything. And I mean, lots of times people obviously might be like, oh, I'll just have this energy drink because I'm not having too much sugar. But really, it's in everything, isn't it?
It is in everything. And the concern that we have is things that are added sugar. And unfortunately, when you look at the food labelling that we have in Australia, when you look at the sugar component, it just says sugar. So there could be natural occurring sugars in that particular drink or that food, but we don't know. And what we're trying to bandy for is to have that separate labelling for added sugar so that people can actually make a proper choice and they can see how much extra things are actually being added into their foods.
On Fitter Happier right now, we're speaking to Jen Atkins about sugary drinks and why they're junk food. Jen is a nutrition and physical activity campaign consultant at Cancer Council WA. Jen, why do they taste so good though?
This is really fun. I love doing this explanation. Okay. Now, today is a little bit cooler out there. So can you imagine cozying up and someone's making you a cup of tea?
Yes.
And then add a dash of milk?
Yes.
And add, you say, okay, I'll have a teaspoon of sugar,
mm-hmm.
and add another one, and another one, and another one. That tea is going to be sickly sweet.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? But when you have a look at soft drinks, you think a 600ml bottle of Coke has 16 teaspoons in there.
What? 16?
16 teaspoons. Can you sit there and drink some tea with 16 teaspoons of sugar in there?
Oh, my gosh.
It baffles people, doesn't it, when you look at it that way. In that Coke, in that bottle of Coke, for example, what is it that masks it? It's the bubbles,
uh-huh.
that are in there. You've got extra flavourings in there. There's acids in there that actually balance it out. And the fact that it's cold actually masks that sugary taste.
Yeah, right.
If you leave that can of Coke out on a hot day or a warm day, just that it's room temperature, open it up so that the bubbles get out of it and you taste it, it is super sweet. That tells you actually, at that real fact, how sweet it is, how much sugar there is in there. Quite often when we go out into the community and we do little activations like that and we have bottles of different types of sugary drinks and then we tell people how much sugar there actually is in there, it actually shocks people because they don't realise what it is.
I'm shocked. 16 teaspoons in a... wow, that's crazy because... Oh. It makes me feel a bit sick thinking about it, actually. Can't remember the last time I had one, but... Blech.
And that's the thing. I'm not here to be a sugar police and go, oh, you should never, ever have soft drinks. Look, it should be an occasional treat.
Treat yourself.
Exactly. The problem is it's become a daily habit for people, and that's where the worry is, especially in this day and age where we're not as active as what we used to be. You know, we're rushing from one thing to the other, and we're sitting down a lot. We're not expending the energy that we need to account for the extra energy that comes in from soft drinks.
And I guess it's not, you know, you can't even, like, would it be right to say, okay, I've had one Coke today, now I need to go. What happens if I went and ran for an hour? Like, would that balance it out, or is it still just not good to be having that extra sugar, even if we are expelling it?
Yeah, one thing that we do talk about with the Australian Dental Association is the effect of sugary drinks on teeth.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the idea is that we've all got bacteria in our mouth, and the bacteria actually feeds on the sugar. Okay,
oh.
So the sugar's there, and they start activating, and what they produce is acid. And that if that acid is left on your teeth, that is what starts tooth decay and that erosion on your teeth. So that's where a big problem actually comes in as well. So it's not only just the extra energy that we all need to burn off. There's other effects of that as well.
That's it freaks me out to see kids in prams and stuff walking around with a bottle of Coke. So I'm like, oh, they're little baby teeth.
It is my bugbear.
Yeah, I bet. But so, and you know what? Tap water isn't actually that bad. I quite like water. Like, and there's nothing better than a nice cold water. But for people out there who may be a little bit addicted to Coke or sugary drinks, what can you recommend, or what are their other options to kind of wean off it?
I mean, first and foremost, just cut down how much you drink, okay? And sometimes people don't want to substitute, and that's fine. But there certainly are other alternatives. Just if you have your soft drink, the next drink you should have is the plain water, so you alternate it. There are certainly other better choices, things like flavoured milk drinks. yes, they're high, they still have a lot of sugar in them, but you actually get different type of nutrients in there. There's the calcium that actually comes from it. So then we look at how much is it that you're actually drinking. So this is why I say, I'm not saying, you know, don't drink any sugary drinks. You have to ban it all from your diet. I like to be realistic. I like to be practical. Mm-hmm. And we're all going to do it. Just watch how much you drink and actually think about it. On the Live Lighter website, we have a sugary drinks calculator that's on there. And it's a fantastic little tool for you to go and have a look at. And when we ask people to have a look at how many drinks they think they actually have over a week, and it tallies up how much sugar that is, and then corresponds to how much energy that extra energy that they need to be doing to burn that off. Normally a bit of an eye-opener there.
Yeah, I think it's so important that we even just start talking about this, just to make people a little bit more, just understanding of what they're putting in their body, I guess.
Absolutely. And the thing is that there's a lot of information out there. We just want to teach people how to read the information and therefore make the better choices. As long as you know that's what's in there, you know.
Yeah, if anybody does want some more information, they can head on over to livelighter.com.au or healthywa.wa.gov.au. Jen, thank you so much for being on Fitter Happier with us today.
Thank you for having me.
And, if you needed any more information or would like to go check out that sugary drinks calculator, head on over to livelighter.com.au.